Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved by this universe, and terribly sexy people. Welcome, welcome to Conscious Creation. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, this show is devoted to bringing in the very latest cutting edge information and understanding from the one energy, which we are, and we are a part of all at the same time. I have some great, again, new information for you. Man, these privates, you know, that I offered, these half-hour special privates are just bringing in some amazing information. So my gratitude for all of us that are participating to do that. As always, you know, we're all one, so we're all working together to do this with our intention and with our, well, allowing what we're allowing to be delivered to us. So we're going to start the show today, and I want you all to come together and claim this for yourself and for all energy, that during this next hour together, we are allowing everything that might be in our way of accessing and understanding the highest information. We're letting everything go. Get out of the way. We are the highest answer. We want the highest information, even if it may be hurtful or something we don't want to face consciously. We are choosing now to let it get out of the way so we get to the highest information for us today that's going to move us on and expand our lives outwards, create more money, create more health, create more divine, beautiful, right relationships. And so it is. Okay, guys, few announcements here. February 25th. I cannot tell you how excited I am to be having 2 hours with Patricia Cota Robles. She's one of the few people in any endeavor that I have stood up for and given a standing ovation. I am honored that she is joining us on February 25th. I want you there. So enough said. You know where to sign up. It's on the website, which isn't my new website. Beautiful. I've heard from so many of you. Thank you. So easy to navigate. I'm hoping that you find it as thrilling as I do. So sign up there. There's a link on the e-blast. If you aren't signed up for the e-blast, guys, you should be, because there's information that comes in that I write about or expand on every Monday on the e-blast when it comes out. That's also where we get have a lot of our links put for you. I'm also, as you know, going to be in Chicago area, right outside of Chicago, speaking for the present moment, doing a whole day workshop on March 7th, and private sessions now have been added for March 8th. So I will be back there, and I am developing. It's going to be the first workshop I will do around these four cornerstones that they've been given us. So all new, if you've been to a workshop before, things obviously are going to be a little bit different and expanded in this one. So Sue wanted me to tell you, too, that she has created group rates. If there are any groups that want to come in, she's going to offer a group rate for all of you. So please contact her through the Present Moment website. And guys, all the trainings are up for the year. If you are called to learn this work and have an amazing, joyous, incredibly fun weekend, Creation Station 1 is June 5th, 6th, 7th. 2 is July 3rd, August 1st and 2nd. And the Collective Consciousness Weekend is November 6th, 7th, and 8th. We already have sign-ups for that. There are payment plans, but you need to start now. The weekends need to be paid by the time you participate. And I want you to make sure you look at the e-blast on Monday, because some of the stuff I'm going to talk about right now is expanded in the e-blast. So on all these private sessions, probably for the last 2 or 3 weeks, at some point in every session, I have been directed to I'm scared to death to go, the core belief I'm scared to death to go. And when I ask what to go represents, it is always I'm scared to death to go into being my own creator. So I finally, said, okay, what's the highest definition of being our own creator? Because if we're just using the words and we don't understand what that means, well, then you can see the enigma of really putting it to work. And what the channel said was being your own creator means having those four cornerstones in alignment with Source. Abraham Hicks calls it being in the vortex. Okay, it's the same thing that we're all talking about the same thing, being in alignment with your higher self, which just means yourself in its best state. Now, I asked why this was so important, and they said when one or all or some of the cornerstones are out of alignment, we go out of alignment in our masculine, feminine, and child energies. Now, we know we spent almost a whole year talking about masculine, feminine, and child, how it has to be in alignment always for the birth of anything. Just like a child, you know, the egg and the sperm have to come together for the child to be born in any creative endeavor. The masculine and the feminine must come together in equality and match up for the creation to be created. Okay. The one they wanted us to focus on is child. And this is the message to all of us. We've lost our playfulness. And we know the old adage, be as a little child to enter into the kingdom of heaven, right? How much are you playing with your creation? How much do you get up and go, I'm going to have so much fun creating money today, creating a new job today. I'm going to have so much fun, you know, thinking about that significant other and dreaming on it and playing pretend around it and wishing on it. Boy, I'm going to create a good one here, right? Now, of course, you want to have everything in alignment and clarity before you do that. So, for example, you don't just want to create a great relationship with great sex, because then you'll go, oh, my God, I have a relationship with great sex, but he doesn't honor me or she doesn't honor me at all. So get your picture complete and then play. They want us to play. Creating is playful, okay? God didn't suffer a lot. He said, okay, make a mountain, and there it was. All right. We want to go to the immune system now. And the immune system is very much up in the news, if you've noticed. They don't call it the immune system. They don't address the immune system very much. But they sure do address all the diseases that are created by a weak immune system. And this was bloody fascinating to me. And again, this is the part that will be expanded upon in the e-blast tomorrow. But they're saying, you know, everything's an entity, guys. A home is an entity. A country is an entity unto itself, a being with a presence and emotional frequencies, right? And your immune system is an entity. It's a being within itself, and it has literally forgotten that it is in charge of keeping those four cornerstones in alignment. Our immune systems have forgotten to love itself, love all energy, live in the present moment, and most of all, that it is the creator. The germs aren't the creator. The cold isn't the creator. The stress isn't the creator. The immune system needs to remember that it itself is the creator of health. And how does that do it? By us remembering and directing it. So we are directing all our immune systems now to absolutely know and live in the experience of their own power as the creator of themselves in health, alignment, the alignment of the four cornerstones that we've been talking about, that this happens on all planes, spiritual, mentally, emotionally, dimensionally, chemically, cosmically, and I think I left one out. So everything that's covered in that, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, there we go. And the rest of them were mentioned. So, all right, we are directing our immune systems to know that because we know that. And so it is. And they want me to quickly go over number four on the first sheet so that you really understand what this means. I am the power that chooses of enjoy, and my heart is open. I'm the power that chooses love and joy. I'm the power that chooses what I focus on. I'm the power that chooses to love myself, have endless love for the world, stay in the present moment, and know that I'm my own creator. I'm the power that does that, unless I give my power to somebody else, and we know what happens then. If you don't create yourself, you become the created upon, my friends. Okay, so around all this, we're claiming with an open heart, I am divine love. When we claim, we direct our energy. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, so it is. And now I can go to the calls. And I'm going to start with Deka. Hello, beautiful. Haven't heard from you for a while. Hold on. There you go. You're on. What's up?
Well, I'm doing kind of great, but what you said about the medical stuff, for the first time in my life, I have insurance, and I found out that I have high blood pressure after being a vegetarian and exercising and, you know, the usual doing all the right stuff. So I felt it. It's about
worry, Deka.
Worry.
Yep. Okay. Worry will put your blood pressure up and put you into stress no matter what you're eating and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So what are you worried about, baby?
Well, I suppose career, money, and aging and
okay.
My ability,
Deka?
And, you know, my husband's health and all that.
Yeah, this is... You know, we could go back 10 years, and you were saying the same thing to me.
I know.
Well, stop it. I love you. Stop it. Go watch Bob Newhart. Stop it. because the channel said clearly, worry is the biggest way we sin against ourselves, our children, our mates, our world. What does worry do, Deka? It takes your focus and puts it exactly where you don't want it. You can't be like a little child having fun creating if you're holding yourself in a state of worry. But we've been taught that worry is what we should do in order to be safe and create what we want. And it's a lie. So who's the person that can turn this around?
Me.
You bet. So what's the opposite of worry for you?
Faith.
Yes, faith and trust. Faith and trust. And
faith
so, guys,
and trust.
Let me. You know what I do when I get hit with something that's so incredibly overwhelming? I go, okay, you know that I know, and I'm turning it over. I'm just turning it over to the energy because you know you're supposed to partner with me in peace and joy and love and abundance and health. And all of that. So I'm turning it over. Create that. I'm out of the way. And you watch. You watch the magic of how the universe will come forward for you. But you see, you have to have faith and trust in that if you're going to ask in the first place. Okay? That's the highest information I can give you, they're saying. All right, baby?
All right. So I say, I know that I know. Create universe what I want. I have faith and trust, and now I'm going to go have a good time.
That's right. And now I'm going to have a good time, and that's the most important part right there. Well done, Deka. Love hearing from you again, sweetheart.
Love you. Bye.
I love you too. Bye-bye. All right, Phyllis, what's up? Hold on. There you are.
Oh, hey, Dee, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, yeah, a lot going on, and I thought I was going to be calling to ask a question, but I thought I had more of a testimonial. You know, had a
well,
job
get
interview.
To it, woman.
Yeah, I had a job interview, and on 2 days before it, a person at work who's, you know, I felt had been bullying me, and I'm aware that I kind of invited that.
Yeah, that's your thing. That's your ongoing thing,
yeah.
Phyllis, is, you know, and that's a perspective you hold of the world, that people are kind of out to get you. And you've come a long way in it, but there's a little bit to be yet shifted and turned around there. So if people aren't out to get you, people in the world are what?
People in the world are love.
Yes. And they're there to support you and help you and guide you. And they want to give you what you want. Do you understand? None of us fully embrace that perspective. And we keep saying, yeah, but that's not the way the world shows up. And I'm saying you, the way the world can't show up that way till we shift our perspectives that it will and does.
Yeah, and what I got this week was just this sort of letting go. You know, that person got fired this week, and I actually felt compassion for them.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah, I really did. Like,
yeah,
wow,
that'll
you know,
get
you
that, and so much better than revenge. You
yeah,
know,
I mean,
saw Selma last night, and that's what the entire movie is about. Well, creating peacefully, even though they had to experience violence for themselves, the message is create what you want through peace and forgiveness and love. We've heard it from the, you know, time of Christ, and we are not practicing it to the place we should be, guys.
Yeah, I did have this interesting twist where I had this job interview, and it would be the sort of thing where they said that afterwards, you know, people won't find out for about a month. But they called me the next day and wanted me to know that they had submitted me as the person they wanted. And they said my resume stood out from everybody else's, and the interview really sealed it. And I almost had canceled going to the interview because I thought, well, maybe I should just stay at, you know, where I'm at. But then I really realized energetically my body just reacted like with this lightness, like, yes, and it's really about being with some people that are working on a bigger, expansive project.
Well, and guys, this is the way we sabotage ourselves. We get the divine hit. Oh, I should apply for that job. And then our monkey mind comes in. And they want you to know the belief. Am I going to a core belief here? They want you to know the belief behind why your mind said, oh, maybe I shouldn't even apply for that. So hang on. Here.
Oh, it wasn't I applied for it. It was, maybe I should just not go to the interview.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
And here it is. I'll never be good enough, so I leave.
Wow.
And so subconsciously, you're going, I'll never be good enough, so I'm just going to leave by going, maybe I just won't even go to the interview. They want you to know that because it comes up frequently for you, guised in different things. And that's why you see people bullying you, not respecting you, because you have a belief that you're not good enough.
Yeah, and it comes out as, who does she think she are? Yeah, she comes out as the opposite, people gossiping. She thinks she's so much better than us because she does all this great work, I'm thinking, really.
Yeah, but again, Phyllis, you see, that's your perspective. When your perspective shifts, then the things you'll hear is, wow, I want to be like her. Isn't it great? Thank you so much for the work you do. You know, it's so simple, guys. Where your focus is where your demonstration of your life is going to show up. All right, baby, I got to move on. Lovely to hear from you.
Thanks, Jay. Bye-bye.
Everybody get your you know, question ready, so we're ready to go. And we're going to Mike in Connecticut. Hi, dude.
Hey, how you doing? Listen,
fabulous.
What is my core limiting belief, blockage, obstacle, or whatever it is that seems to keep me from moving forward?
Actually, there's two of them they're saying. Sheets, but give me a song, Mike.
I can see clearly now.
Okay. So that is so on the nose. You're not clear about what you want, and the universe can't play with you if you're not clear. You're like saying, well, I want to move forward, and the universe is going, okay, could you give us a hint, Hal? Tell us exactly what you want, and then we can come play the game. And the second thing is a core belief going here, here, here. Here we go, back to I'm scared to death to go. I'm scared to death to be my own creator, which means you've got to get that in alignment before you can even say what you want, because if you don't know that you're your own creator and your own God, and you have to choose and you have to direct, and then God, the force, divine love, the universe can come forward and play with you. But until, and that's the big one, it's all up to me. I'm responsible. What do I want? And then you take action toward getting it, but not from a place of pushing, from a place of fun, knowing that the universe is working with you to deliver it better than you could ever hope. But you, sweetheart, you've got to, and they're underlining got. You've got to, even though it's bad English, they said, oh, whatever. You've got to move forward. And, well, pardon me with this language, but this is what they're giving me. Play with a big set of balls. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, one other quick question. How do I get my hands on your five sheets? I couldn't find the Balance podcast on your new website, which, as you say, is very much easier to use.
The Balance, thank you. The Balance is on the home page under one of the highlighted things to offer, but it should also be in the store area in the podcast. I will check on that. We're still working out little bugs about that. But if you go on the homepage and look at the four offered sections that are, I think, in the middle of the homepage, balance is on the right-hand side. It's the most requested thing I have on the website. It's the most valuable because the sheets come with it, but you have to watch the training so that you know how to use the sheets. Okay?
Thank
all
you.
Right, Mike, go play with those balls.
10-4.
All right, go get them, honey. You can do this. You are the king of your castle and your life. So start making some decrees about what you want. Thanks for calling in.
Hoorah!
Yeah, that's right. Hoorah. Anya, hi, honey. How are you?
I'm great, Misty. How are you doing?
Fabulous.
Fabulous, darling. I had an epiphany not too long ago, and it revolves around the whole getting excited piece, like get excited to bring this in, see it, feel it, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And I flashed back to sixth grade when I was a school patrol. And at that point, we'd only been in this country like maybe eight and a half years. My dad was building a business, and all the extra money was being funneled back into the business. So it was always like, you know, not so much money for extras. So with the patrols came the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. on a trip. Got to go to the train station, take the train, go with my girlfriends and all this kind of stuff. And it was just like, oh, my God, this would be so wonderful. Do I dare even ask for this? So I asked, and it was like the answer was yes. I was like, oh, my God, because this was so out of my ken, being able to do something so extraordinary. And I remember telling myself that I was not going to let myself get excited.
Uh-huh. What if it goes away?
Before the trip happened, I would let myself get excited afterwards, after it had already happened, because God forbid something should happen. And I
That's
couldn't
right.
take the trip after all that excitement. I didn't know as an 11-year-old that I would, it's just like, you know, and it was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a huge one, sweetheart. And
oh,
it's a
my
huge
God,
one for everybody. And let me tell you also, I was doing work for my daughter because she said, Mom, I don't know why I'm so tired. And it was her resistance to allowing herself to totally accept and be excited about all the amazingly good things that are happening to her right now
because of
the fear that they will be taken away.
Yes, yes.
Taken away, lost, not come to fruition, whatever.
Yes.
Right? So, again, you can see why they wanted to start the call with Be As a Little Child. Little kids think they're invincible. They believe they're Superman, right?
Yeah.
And they love believing it. They have a great time. And we as adults go, oh, well, aren't they cute? Just let them play pretend. And they're going, no, dudes, we're doing this, so you'll remember.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, thank you. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Perfect. Beautiful. Thanks for calling in with that.
You're welcome, honey.
Oh, yeah. So I love it. Alex in California. Hi.
Hi. My question is, can we recreate a different type of relationship with the same person, or do we have to start new again?
What do you believe you can do?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, you have to know, Sego.
Half of me says yes, half of me says no. I'm like,
okay. Well, that's what you've got to integrate and bring everything together. Because if half of you is going, no, this isn't possible, you will fight yourself and create, oh, this is a good week. Oh, that's a shitty week. Oh, wow. No, I think I really can. Oh, no, this isn't going to work. That's how it's going to look. And guys, I want to talk to you about commitment. This is really what Alex is bringing up here. Do you understand? Well, my Baptist preacher is coming out here. Do you understand that you have to commit before you create? The commitment to the creation comes first. And most of us try to piecemeal our creation, just like Anya was talking about. Well, let me see how it's going to go. Am I really going to get it? Is it going to work? And then I'll get excited and commit. I got to tell you, it drives me crazy. Every time I do a webinar, there's probably 20 people that sign up the last hour. And do you understand, all of you, that the world does not start creating for you until you commit?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you want, you've got to decide you want it. And then you have to commit to the creation of it. So there's, please be sure, Alex, to listen to the links that I have included. There's a couple of Abraham links on the e-blast tomorrow that really do address what you're talking about.
So,
and bottom line, they say, whatever you believe, that's what you should follow, because otherwise you're fighting against yourself. So if you believe that you should have vaccinations, then you better get them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the vaccination. It's about your energy being in alignment with it. So go ahead, darling.
For example, if I believe that I want, let's say, X amount of the relationship, that person to be this way, this way, this way, I have to believe in that, and then that person will change?
No.
Or how does
that
work?
Well, how that works is I'm committed to this relationship, and I accept them the way they are.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay.
See, the only person you can change is you. So if you're going into a relationship going, I'm committed to this, if you change this and change this and change this, I'd start walking away.
Oh, I see. Okay. I
see,
get it now.
Our and it's good clarity for everyone. So I'm really glad you brought it up, Alex. There is no right or wrong in place. There is no best answer. There is a highest answer, and that's that you get you in alignment with what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't fulfill what you want, then that relationship falls away while you are creating the relationship that you want that does fulfill what you want. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
But to go into a relationship going, I got to change this dude, that ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It may appear to work for a while, you know, and I'm not saying that people can't adjust. That's part of a relationship is compromise.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not willing energetically to compromise and you go, no, like, you know, if somebody did a lot of drugs, I wouldn't be in a relationship with them. That's just not the kind of relationship I want, period. They can be rich. They can be great in bed. They can be an awesome dude. If they do a lot of drugs, I'm not interested. So, again, everybody, to get clear about what you want, think of it as looking at a house. Okay, well, are the rooms big enough? Are there enough rooms? What about the yard? Does it look like the yard that you want? Do you want to entertain? You know, if it's not the house you want, get clear about what that house doesn't have and start saying, this is part of the house that I want, and start creating and looking for that. Do you understand? Alex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Okay, boy, we're getting some great questions here. Chris, Tennessee, what's up, dude?
Hey, Dee. Good morning. It's so good to hear your voice.
And you, sweetheart, always.
Mm-hmm.
What can
call.
We do for you?
I want to know what I need to bring into alignment or embrace to create my career this year exactly the way I want it, and to let go of the things I've been
well,
doing
we're going to the
great
word
money.
Exactly the way I want it, because they're saying you do know, but you're afraid to ask for it. So why are you afraid to ask? We got a theme going here, you see, on the show now.
Yeah, so, I heard that.
Uh-huh. Why are you afraid? When I say it's because you think it'll be taken away, I get a no, but you just don't think it's going to be delivered to you, period. And that has something to do with your dad, so can you speak to that?
Well, my dad was never really happy with his career, and you know, he just he struggled with that kind of stuff his whole, like, adult working life.
And he never got what he wanted, right?
For the most part, no.
Okay, and it certainly didn't sound like he was happy when he did. Right?
Well, I wouldn't say he wasn't happy. There was times when he was happy when he got it, but, you know, there's other times when I just feel like I'm in the situation where I have to compromise. And
honey,
I want to
speak to everybody about that. I mean, I'm doing private sessions where people literally are down to their last $100 and they're not willing to get a job. What the hell is up with that, guys? Life is compromise. That's the human form. Are you going to be happy and create a world that you want by working with other energy or not? So, you see, I want to make a whole lot of money and I don't want to work. For your belief system, you can't put that together, Chris. Because your belief system and most of our belief systems say, okay, if you make a lot of money, you're going to need to work. And then we use this, our spiritual curtains in front of our eyes to go, well, if I just sit here and stay in love and stay in alignment, you know, the money will come. But we don't believe that. And if you don't believe that, you will not manifest it. It's all about what you believe. So you have to start believing that you can love working more. That's the highest thing. Yes, working more, doing what you love to make more money. But
I'm not against working.
I get a no on that. So let's find out, because it went right to no. So let's find out what's lurking in your subconscious. And this is for everybody, because the whole show has been kind of dovetailing into this. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
Oh, God, the George Burns movie.
Uh-huh. And what's that about to you?
It's like you, God's in charge, you're not in charge.
Yeah. Well, what do you know about that, Chris?
I'm the God of me.
You are God, honey. You are God. So if you're going to make a world, you better get started. Because your world on this plane, you're in charge of. Your perceptions, your belief patterns, your excitement, your focus. Focus is up big time, I'm sure. It's going to be coming up a lot in the next few weeks on the shows and stuff. Because literally, I open a book, there's the word focus. I look at a billboard, there's the word focus. The TV comes on, they're talking about focus. It's everywhere. So, again, we can know what we want, and then we have to hold our focus on it.
I know what I want.
Yeah.
I know how I want to create myself.
But when I say you're willing to work for it as much as you have to work, it is as much as hard as you have to work for it in your definition of work, it goes to no. So are you willing to work as hard as you need to work to get what you want? Because I am. Are you? Everybody answer that right now. Are you willing to do everything you have to do to get what you want? Everything. Get yourself in alignment. Be as a little child. Feel excited. Do the love hover. Get out and pound the streets. Answer that. Get your website up. Put a down payment on whatever you want to get started with in your business. Are you willing to do that? Because if you're not, you keep asking for something that you're not willing to follow through on. And that's not the way it works.
Well, I understand that, yes. But what I'm willing to do is let go of the things that aren't working for me anymore as far as career goes and just focus on and work hard.
Okay.
But, you know, work on the things that only the things that I want to do with my
okay,
career.
And Chris, you just answered your question. That's your answer. Let go of the shit you don't want and totally commit and focus on the stuff that you do because that's what rocks your boat. But you got to put time and focus into what you want. We're all...
The problem is I'm afraid to let go of some aspects of what I do because I'm afraid if I let go, I won't have money.
Well, so you're in a catch-22, aren't you? Do you understand that in that statement you have all the information that you need? There's nothing more that you need from me or anybody else?
Right.
You have to start getting yourself in your knowing and in your alignment with knowing, even if you have to do it a little at a time, let go a little at a time, so that the majority of the time and the focus starts going over to what you really want to do while for a while you keep the other thing going so that you feel confident financially. But you know clearly what you're doing. So it's a choice. It's not something you have to do. The universe doesn't have you by the short and curlies. It's your choice, and you're not a victim because you have to keep doing what you don't want to do. You've got a plan then. Do you understand?
Right, but the thing is, I've been saying for years that I'm going to let go of this other thing, and I haven't let go of it.
Well, I can't help you with that, and nobody else can either. That's up to you, baby. It's all up to you. And that's why they say we have to know we're our own creators. So stand back objectively out of your fear and go, what's a plan? This is what I know I want. I know I got this fear. I'm going to get on top of this fear. Where's the plan that I can piecemeal this into what I really want to do? So 2 years from now, I'm doing everything I want to do and making the money I want to make. Okay? I got to move on, sweetheart. Thank you,
Thanks
Chris.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you brought a lot of great... This whole show, everybody's summing up exactly what we need to know, guys. Now move on it. Jeannie, what's up?
Everything is terrific.
Well, good. Why are you calling?
I wanted to say hello to Stephen and to you and to everybody and send love and light.
Well, I think that's a damn good reason for calling, Jeannie.
Thank you.
I love you, and I'll see you in New York.
You bring your woolies.
Yeah, I know.
And your snow boots. Good Lord.
Yeah, I know. You guys have had it. But... I have almost 2 weeks, so it's going to be clear. I'm claiming it.
It is going to be clear because I thought I was going to get new boots today, and I've decided the hell with that, so that means this is it.
That's right, baby. We're claiming it.
We're claiming it.
All right. I'll see you when I get there. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right, Miss Patty, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I've been feeling very unfocused. And I don't know if it's just because of everything going on.
Of course. For those of you who were not with us the last couple of weeks, Patty was just diagnosed with, is it pancreatic cancer?
Yeah.
Okay. How does that feel when I just say it like that, Patty?
Stunning.
What?
It's kind of like, I feel it's shocking.
Yes. And that's why you're unfocused, honey. Fear will take the focus off of everything. It's all-consuming. And it's understandable. And they're saying it's your greatest opportunity to use the work that you know now.
Yeah. Staying present really, really helps. I just get frustrated because I'm not getting anything done.
You are getting something done. They want to correct you. You're healing.
Okay.
And healing a body is quite an honorable thing to do. Interesting words. I got chills when those came out. Healing ourselves is quite an honorable thing to do. So if you get frustrated with yourself because you're not getting enough done, is that loving yourself?
No, it's just there's things that I need to take care of, you know, paperwork. It's like life goes on whether you're sick or not.
Well, that's true. But when I asked that question, you see, the pendulum went to yes. So there's some kind of definition that you're holding that the more Patty's down on herself and judging herself, the more she loves herself. And they're encouraging you to shift that, immediately.
Okay, thank you.
You know, that when we really love ourselves, guys, we really love ourselves. And that means we honor ourselves. We know our magnificence. If you had a daughter and she had a bad flu and you said, well, get up, you should be doing school anyway. Now you can see how ridiculous that is, can't you?
Yeah.
But we sure
definitely.
Do it with ourselves, don't
yeah.
we? Okay.
Yes.
That's you know, that's not being a little child says, Mommy, I need this. I need you to take care of me. And we need to do that with ourselves. So chill out. Honor yourself. You know, get things done in a timely way, Patty. The things are not getting done because that will give you a reason to ultimately love and honor yourself more because this definition has been all screwed up for you. That's all in place now. So know that you're loving yourself by healing your body and taking care of the things that you need to take care of in a timely way. Not a pressure way, but a timely way, okay?
Thank you.
You bet.
Love you.
I love you too. And we're all, you know, again, here supporting this, what we're calling already an amazing healing for you, Patty. All right, Susan, what's up, duty?
Well, everything's been going really, really good, except one thing. I had my teeth done, and I know you're not a doctor or a dentist either, and I just had a weird feeling about the office. It's the same place I've gone before, but the energy was different, and I felt like maybe I should go someplace else because it felt like, I don't know, that maybe I'm not. Might not get a good job, and now I've got a toothache from where they took the old mercury-type fillings out and put new ones in, and I'm wondering what that's all about.
That's about you not following your intuition.
Because I need to go back to it. I can't even hardly eat right now because my tooth hurts so bad I can't chomp down on anything.
Okay, so let's break this down for a minute because we've got time. Today, we've sped through the show and gotten some great stuff. But let's really break this down and see how this works. So I had an intuitive hit that I shouldn't go back to this dentist. Is that correct?
Yeah, when I got to the office, it just struck me. It felt like the energy was off.
Well, they're saying your energy. Hold on, Susan. So I want to break this down for everybody so we get clear about this intuition and divine hits and all that stuff. So if we're going to a dentist that we've always successfully had a relationship with, who's always done good work for us, and we have the thought, oh, you know, I think he's going to screw up today. I'm not sure I should be here. Maybe I should go somewhere else. That's not how a divine hit comes in. So why they gave me, you didn't follow your intuition, is they want to explain to us how we are kidding ourselves and calling our own negative creating intuition.
Okay.
Intuition, hold on, I'm waiting for the words, everybody. True intuition guides you so that the negative interactions are, that's the highest word, bypassed. So I was with a friend last night, and we went to see Selma. And she went into this kind of tirade after about how it's all still happening and nothing's changed and, you know, all the race. And I'm going, what? This world that we just saw is not the world we are living in. But she sees it as the world we're living in. I don't. Now, then she proceeded to tell me that she got a lot of hate notes on her car, and she's sure because she has a lot of Obama stickers on there. So are you starting to see how her focus creating her life?
Yeah. She's focusing.
Yeah. So they want to give you a core belief now. Okay, we're right back to where we started. I'm scared to death to be the creator of me. So when I walk into this office, I am knowing that all the work is absolutely great, that these people take care of me, that I'm going to feel awesome after this, that I'm blessing my body by getting rid of all these mercury fillings. I am divine love, and that's the way it is, baby cake.
Yeah, but when the outside, the reception area, that's where I got the energy when I went back to where the dentist was.
You got the energy, Susan, because there was a part of you setting yourself up to expect the world not coming through for you and taking care of you. And that's the same thing we went over in the private.
Yeah.
It's just playing out in a different way. Guys, stand back as an objective observer and see the demonstration of your life. The demonstration of your life comes after your belief. And if you've had it all your life, you got to know that that little girl or that little boy in there created that belief or that perspective a long, 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 long time ago. Okay?
So really, here's what I got. So it really doesn't matter who I go to with my perspective and my belief of what kind of way I'm going to be treated.
Susan, we got to that in your private. As you believe, it is delivered unto you. Now, if you go, it doesn't matter who I go to, you know, I'm just going to believe that everybody's taking care of me before you have handled the belief system that the world doesn't show up for me and it always dumps on me, then you're going to get an opportunity to go further into that belief. Do you understand? I got to close the show, baby.
Okay.
So we're
you.
Claiming I am divine love around all of this, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. Please join me for the February 25th webinar. Commit to whatever you are wanting to expand in and have clarity about and move in your life. Commit right now. Ask yourself, in this moment of now, am I committed? Do I love myself? Do I have endless love for all energy? Am I in the present moment? And do I absolutely know I am my own creator? I am the power that chooses love and joy and to keep my heart open. And so it is. All right, my dear, beautiful, beloved community, what a show. Man, we really worked together today. They just keep getting better. It's like great sex, you know? We just keep getting better. So until we meet again, love yourselves. Love yourselves. Love yourselves more. Invite your friends and family to come listen to this show. Share the good. Share the wealth. Share the truth. And love yourselves. Love yourselves and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, The Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.